Well, you've had a busy week. I know you had a big press conference earlier this week to talk about two different bills in the North Carolina General Assembly.
Yes, we did talk about two bills. One was the Compassion Act, which would extend the statute of limitations for victims of gender transitioning mutilation. The other one is the Women's Safety and Protection Act, which would define man, woman, male, female, and sex according to biology, and then protect certain spaces in government buildings where women should be able to expect privacy.
Let's talk first of all about the statute of limitations extension. That would go from what now currently to what the goal would be after this bill were passed, if it is passed.
Well, currently, medical malpractice has a 3-year statute of limitations, and this bill would extend the statute of limitations when it pertains to gender transitioning only to 10 years after the person turns 18. And so that would cover enough time for most of these young people that are taking hormones or having surgeries done to remove healthy body parts to wake up from their gender dysphoria and be able to file suit for the harm that's been done to them. You know, this is experimental medicine, and there's very little science that backs up the effectiveness of doing surgeries and hormones to treat people who experience gender dysphoria. And so these people who have gone through this horrific process need to have justice. We had two of them at the General Assembly on Wednesday, Precia Mosley and L. Palmer, who have detransitioned. They started transitioning as teenagers, and Precia had a double mastectomy, but both of them were on hormones for a number of years, and it's just wrecked their bodies. And they believe that the physicians that did this to them need to be held accountable, and we do too.
Now, would your ultimate goal to be for a ban on these transition procedures for minors or a ban on these transition procedures for anyone?
Well, North Carolina passed a law 2 years ago that bans the procedures for minors, anyone under 18. But we believe that allowing people over 18 to hold their medical professionals accountable is a good thing because this, as I said, is experimental medicine, and in fact, the science actually shows that it's more harmful than helpful. In fact, it creates a lot of health problems for these people. Countries in Europe who started these procedures 30 years ago have backed away from them. In the last few years, we've seen 7 European countries stop doing gender transitioning. So we want to follow the science. And North Carolina needs to join the other states who have extended the statute of limitations.
Now, you mentioned the science, but there are several of those medical organizations that have taken the opposite position on this.
Absolutely, and they're following bad science. The studies they're following have been disproven, and the most recent studies are showing that gender transitioning causes more harm to minors than good. And so it causes a lot of increased bone density, decreased bone density. It stunts their height. They have a higher risk of osteoporosis, sterility, increased risk of heart disease, increased risk of cancer, and long-term psychological effects from the surgery itself. And so some of these problems may not be present until many years after the treatment, and there are real victims in North Carolina who need relief, like these two women that we brought to the General Assembly.
Yesterday, the Trump administration called for more reliance on psychotherapy for transgender youth instead of the broader gender-affirming medical care. Are you in support of that?
Absolutely. Many of these people have comorbidities. They have other conditions, psychological conditions that should be treated. And in a lot of these cases, the professionals are ignoring the psychological conditions and going straight to gender transitioning. One of these girls, Precia Mosley, said that she was raped when she was 14. And instead of treating her for the trauma of that, a counselor confirmed that she was born into the wrong body and referred her to an endocrinologist who then, after one visit, gave her hormones, testosterone. And a few years later, she decided she wanted to amputate her breast, and a plastic surgeon, after one visit, scheduled the surgery. So there's very little effort being made to help these people really heal and to give them the real help that they need. And we believe that there should be compassion for these victims of gender ideology, gender dysphoria, and compassion is not removing healthy body parts or giving you the hormones that are cross-sex hormones. It's impossible to change your sex, to change your gender, and people who want to be the opposite gender should be treated with psychological treatments, not medical treatment.
It is your opinion that there is enough support in the General Assembly to pass these two bills?
I believe so. That bill is scheduled to go through the Rules Committee on Monday, and hopefully will be passed by the full House next week.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking to you later as this legislation makes its way through in Raleigh. Tammy Fitzgerald, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tony.